Chapter 2, Why Your Love Bank Never Closes. Marriage is a complex relationship, perhaps the most intricate of them all. Unfortunately, most of us don't realize what we're getting into when we say, I do. We think the dynamics of a good marriage depend on some mysterious blend of the right people. Or if a marriage turns out badly, we call the two people wrong for each other. While it's true that two inherently incompatible people might marry, it's unusual. More frequently, marital breakups occur when one or both partners lack the skills or awareness to meet each other's needs. More often than not, being right or wrong for someone depends not on some mysterious compatibility quotient, but on how willing and able you are to meet that someone's needs. What then if you are willing but unable or unskilled? Good news, you can do something about it. Retraining is possible at any time. For that reason, I believe marriages that have been torpedoed by affairs need not sink. They can be towed into dry dock, repaired, and refitted. Once refitted, they will sail farther and faster than at any previous time. But my goal is not limited to salvaging marriages that have gone on the rocks of an affair. I reach well beyond that. I want to show you how to affair-proof your marriage by building a relationship that sustains romance and increases intimacy and closeness year after year. In order to make your marriage affair-proof, you need to know each other's basic needs and how to meet them. But first, I want to help you understand how needs become so powerful and all-consuming. As I said in the first chapter, needs keep score with relentless precision. To help my clients understand how this scorekeeping works, I have invented a concept that I call the love bank. Everyone has a love bank. Figuratively speaking, I believe each of us has a love bank. It contains many different accounts, one for each person we know. Each person either makes deposits or withdrawals whenever we interact with him or her. Pleasurable interactions cause deposits, and painful interactions cause withdrawals. In my love bank system, every deposit or withdrawal is worth a certain number of love units. If I meet a friend, we'll call him Jim, and the encounter leaves me feeling comfortable, one love unit will be deposited in his account in my love bank. If the interchange makes me feel good, Jim's deposit in my bank has two love units. Very good gets three. Four units go to him when he makes me feel exceptionally good. Suppose, however, that I find myself feeling uncomfortable when I'm with someone. We'll call her Jane. One love unit is withdrawn from Jane's account. If she makes me feel bad, two units are withdrawn. Very bad warrants a three-unit withdrawal. If I consider my encounter with Jane among the worst experiences of my life, it costs her a four-unit withdrawal. As life goes on, the accounts in my love bank fluctuate. Some of my acquaintances build sizable deposits. Others remain in the black but have small balances, perhaps because of fewer interactions with me. A third group builds up still smaller balances because my experiences with them are mixed, sometimes pleasant, sometimes painful. For these people, deposits almost equal withdrawals. Other people go into the red with me. That means they cause me more pain than pleasure. I never feel good when I think of them, and I do not want to see them or be with them. In short, their accounts at my love bank are overdrawn. A love bank love story. Obviously, the love bank is not intended to be a mathematically accurate concept. It is simply designed to underscore the fact that we affect each other emotionally with almost every encounter. The accumulation of positive and negative experiences determines our emotional reaction to those we know. You are not actively aware of any of this, of course. You don't say to yourself, wow, that was a three-unit deposit, or, ah, minus four units for him. Nonetheless, the love units keep coming in or going out. Two love banks constantly operate in marriage, his and hers. Let's take a look at the story of John and Mary to see what can happen when a wife's account in her husband's love bank takes a huge dip and there is an understanding woman waiting in the wings down at hubby's office. In this example, we will concentrate on John's love bank because he winds up having the